Redfall watched the spear beasts charge into the woodlands, letting them get sufficiently far from the path before nodding to a score of squirrels perched in the treetops. Half of the vermin were cut down by a hail of arrows. The rest, turning to run back, were set upon by otters whirling heavy-loaded slings, which they used as clubs. As quickly as they struck, the attackers faded into the woodland. On the path, all Swart heard was a few distant screams, then silence. He held up a warning paw, saying,
"Stretch those bowstrings. Be ready. Keep your eyes peeled on them woodlands."
Still not a sound. Then Swart heard a strange noise and saw the bushes shake not far from the path.
"Shoot at those bushes,"
he said, pointing. A volley of barbed shafts shredded the foliage, and the rat captain Scraw toppled out, already wounded by a squirrel arrow, but now transfixed by seven more from his own side. Swart performed a dance of rage, whirling his sword wildly. Horde archers ducked to avoid the blade.
"Idiots! Did none of you think to look before shooting?"
he yelled.
"Put up those bows until we can see them."
As the vermin archers relaxed their bowstrings, there was a shout from the east woodlands. A whistling rain of rocks and javelins hit the unsuspecting archers, and one large stone caught Swart a glancing blow, stunning him. Nightshade signalled four vermin to carry him to safety, as she called out to the rest of the horde,
"Into the woods on the west side of this pass, hurry!"
The vermin needed no second bidding. They hurled themselves at the bushes, helped on their way by a shower of missiles from the hidden attackers. The old rat carrying Swart's son was hit. Clutching at the javelin protruding from her side, she tugged at the backsling. Tearing loose the carrying cradle, she dropped it, babe and all, into a shallow ditch bordering the west path side. She crawled painfully after the retreating horde and was trampled by other vermin in their haste to escape death. Down in the ditch, the ferret babe wriggled from its restricting sling and began gobbling a mess of frog spawn from a muddy pool. It fed voraciously, neither whimpering nor crying. Nightshade pressed cobwebs and damp leaves to the side of the warlord's head. Swart gritted his teeth and staggered upright, grabbing a weasel as it sneaked past.
"You! Did you see them? Who were they? How many?"
The unfortunate weasel's reply was cut short by a gigantic arrow which silenced him forever. A jovial voice rang out from somewhere deep in the woods.
"I say, top marks there, Jodas. Good shot, what?"
Swart looked around wildly. He could not stop the horde retreating deeper into the woods. They ignored his commands.
"Halt! Stop there!"
he yelled.
"What are you running from? Some rag-tailed little bunch of woodlanders? Stand and fight!"
Another spear-like arrow thudded into the trunk of a sycamore right near the warlord's head. Silently, he decided that discretion was the better part of valour and fled too.